The Lord be with you. It's been called the second law of spiritual thermodynamics that says that the greater the heat, the greater the expansion. The greater the heat that Satan puts on the church, the greater the church expands in the world. We see it throughout history. And if you are a follower of Jesus, just know that Satan is going to give you heat. In fact, you wouldn't be a follower of Jesus if you didn't get heat, if you didn't have enemies, people who oppose you. In fact, Jesus said, "Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." So when you're following Jesus, and not everybody's speaking well of you, and you've got enemies for Jesus' sake, there's a very special verse I want to share with you today, and I think you'll be encouraged by it. It's Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm, Psalm 23, verse 5. "You, Lord, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Now, this verse is found in that beautiful psalm that begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." And this is David's life experience. This is experience-based assurance that David has learned that in all the ups and downs of life, the mountaintop experiences and the valleys, that you and I, we have a shepherd who leads us so that we lack nothing. God leads us to green pastures. He leads us beside quiet, refreshing waters. He leads us in right pathways for his name's sake, even those paths that take us to the darkest valleys. Even when things get really crazy, God is with us. And we can say, "You, Lord, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." It's those people who are fighting against you. Those people are making life hard for you. David has learned in life, this is experience-based assurance. You prepare a table before me, right in front of my enemies watching. Now, the word that David uses here for table, it has the idea of a victory table, of a victory feast, a victory banquet. And this is something that you'll see again and again in the Old Testament, that after a victory in battle, a table is prepared. There is a victory feast of eating, drinking, and dancing, and all of this is done in the presence of the enemies. You look at the book of Psalms, and there are many enemies that the people of God face. David has many enemies. The Psalms are filled with enemies. But David can say, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Now, we probably don't think of inviting our enemies to watch us eat. But David is saying that the enemies of God's people, and there are many, the enemies of God's people watch God's people celebrate and enjoy the victory, even as we're surrounded by enemies. Because God does not promise exemption from battle, but he does promise us victory in battle. And then David adds, he says, "You anoint my head with oil." In a hot, dry climate like the one I live in, the anointing with oil on the head is refreshing. It feels good. "You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows." You see, in our life journey, God doesn't just fill your cup with good things, your cup overflows. That the Lord who cares for us continually so that we say, "I shall not want," we can say with David that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Satan, and your various enemies are powerless to defeat you. Even in life's most difficult situations, the Lord prepares a table before us in the very presence of our enemies. At the end of Romans chapter 8, Paul is thinking about some of the enemies that you and I face as Christians. And then Paul rejoices as he says that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, for I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I do not know what enemy or enemies that you face today. David faced many. But I do know that the shepherd is leading you. You will not be in want. God will give you just what it is that you need. And God will prepare a victory table for you in the very presence of your enemies. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the more Satan turns up the heat on God's people in today's culture, the greater will be the expansion of God's kingdom in the world. I want to speak over you today the words of blessing that we find in Numbers chapter 6, as we're commanded to bless God's people with these words. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.